This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What if there was an app to tell you what to eat based on how you feel? Wouldn't that be awesome? I know personally for me, it's the hardest decision to make every day during lunchtime here in BFM. Now, that's what IPC Shopping Centre has decided to tackle with their new IPC app on your smartphone. It's just like any other shopping app, but with one unique feature called the Mood Menu. And here with me today to talk about the science behind this is...
Hi, my name's Andrew Yeo. I'm the head of marketing for IKEA Southeast Asia for the shopping centres. So I handle marketing across the shopping, across IPC and My Town in Malaysia and another shopping centre in Bangkok.
Hi, my name's Prabhu. I am the Chief Technology Officer from Bonzi Jaden, and we work very closely with Andrew here and we realise the app.
Yeah, so let's talk about this partnership. Like, how did it all came about? Like, how did IPC then approach you and, you know, decided to, let's do this funky new thing?
Yep. So, we work with Bonzi for the relaunch of IPC. So, if you've been to IPC lately, it's been fully redeveloped. So, they were a creative and digital agency of record, right? So, we had the idea for this app, actually, we went to, I think, a Spotify workshop together.
Yeah.
And we actually came together and we actually thought, wow, about this app, idea for an app. Because when we were talking to Spotify, they were saying about how there's a very interesting thing about Spotify listeners, that music is very personal. So music allows you to reflect your mood, right? It's different from other kinds of social media like Instagram or Facebook, where you always put a filter on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But music is really a reflection of your mood. So we thought, okay, there could be something there in terms of, yeah, how about matching mood and food?
This happened during the conference. Like, both of y'all actually then decided, oh, this is actually pretty cool. Like, let's do something.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah. We did spend a bit of time to try and, you know, figure out how are we going to make that correlation.
Yeah.
And Andrew found someone very interesting to work with us.
So you decided then to build this into an app, because like you mentioned, probably it's an idea, but then now let's make this idea into a reality. And there are so many nitty gritty issues that also needs to be sort of, you know, tackled within. So what made you then decide, like, yeah, actually, you know what, this is actually really feasible, and let's do this and in an app, because we are rebranding as well. We're changing the look of IPC.
Yep. So, yeah, that was where the genesis of the idea started. So I think what we needed to do was then to see, okay, is there a scientific correlation between mood and food? Because that is kind of the missing link, right? So while it sounds logical, what we wanted to do is not just base it on what we thought sounded logical, but actually have real science behind it. So what happened was I managed to find the world's, probably he's the foremost taste psychologist or neuroscientist. Yeah, his name is Professor Robin Dando, and he's based in Cornell. And we actually contacted him to see if he was willing to help us match moods and food together.
Huh.
So that was where the missing link came in.
So there is science behind all of this then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what were the things that actually fascinated the both of you in the sense when you were speaking to this professor?
Yeah, so if you Google his name, he actually has a few articles in mainstream publications like the Daily Mail and Forbes, where he talks, and the title is really about, does victory actually taste sweeter? And this is how it works. Yeah, he said that he's actually done scientific research on, I think it was hockey teams, that winning hockey teams, and then he tested them with a sweet, I think salted caramel flavor and a sour sorbet. And people actually picked the sour sorbet when they were actually, when they experienced a victory, because then everything became too sweet. So they picked the sour sorbet. So I think that was the basis of, hey, there is some science behind this, actually.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So why food for you to tackle something like this? Because Malaysians are very passionate about food. And when you suggest something, you know, they're always their response, I don't know about that choice of food. Like, we're always very fussy about the types of food. For me personally, at least, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
So why decide to go down this food path and let's tackle the science behind this? And it's difficult.
Yeah. I think two main reasons, right? Like you just mentioned, Malaysians are passionate about food, right? Mm-hmm. But the problem is that there's too much choice, right? And that's what paralyzes you. You don't know what to choose for. And we just looked at something universal. Your biggest dilemma every day for lunch or dinner is what to eat, right? So that was something we wanted to tackle because it's something that everybody can hook on to, right? That everybody relates to. Secondly, for IPC, the great thing was that we actually increased and we doubled up the food tenants because for us, the trend we're seeing is F&B is very strong, especially in malls, because retail will always be there, but everybody goes to malls now for food, right? So it was a great way to showcase our new tenants, right? Especially in the F&B space. Mm-hmm. So yeah, something that relates to everybody, but also showcasing the new side of IPC in terms of F&B.
And probably where do you come in, because you're the chief technology officer itself. And have you done something as experimental as this that you felt, you know, I'm sure it's a new challenge, and you know, what made you actually excited to, you know, tackle something like this?
Yeah, well, we have tried other, I mean, experimental type of projects, but I think this is probably one of the most interesting, because I mean, at the start, before we found Professor Dendo, we were like, I don't know if this is going to... How
this
how,
mean,
I'm, you know,
this may just turn into a gimmick now.
Yeah, exactly, right? And in the end, we did put I mean, you know, actually have proper, legitimate pairings. And what we've kind of found out is Thai food's good for almost every mood.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But I think what is also interesting is I mean, as Andrew said, we worked with Spotify, right? And trying to analyze the music, and every track has a certain, you know, you can analyze the track, and there's things like valence and danceability and a lot of these kind of values that you can pull out from the platform. And that's what basically made it very possible. So we did experiment quite a bit.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about how it actually works then. So how, in the sense, I know it's from the app, I've downloaded it, I've checked it out, you know, it just links up to my Spotify, it looks at my recent playlist and the stuff that I've been listening to, and then it tells me I'm currently feeling this.
Yes.
How does that work?
So what happens is after you connect your Spotify account, it checks your last 10 played songs, right? And based on that, we calculate the different values that we have, right? Including tempo and so on and so forth, and then match it to a mood. So there's a value that our proprietary algorithm comes up with that then matches to the different types of flavors and food.
Are there a lot of variables in a music, in a song itself? Some songs may, you know, start off slow and then it becomes like an EDM mix towards the end. So like how does that kind of go about? Are there a lot of different types of variables?
There are, but so things like danceability, for example, it might not be extremely high if the song is, you know, half of it is slow and the other half is, you know, really upbeat and pumping. But, so that there are, but it's, again, it's, I would say it's 90%+ accurate, right? Can never really get it to 100. We would love to at some point, but I think with what we have at the moment and, you know, looking at the data, it's fairly on point.
Yeah, I think there were things that we were discussing. There were things like the other variables like the key, major, minor keys.
Yeah.
There's tempo, there's instrumentation density, there's also lyrical density, how much words there are in the song.
Mm.
Yeah, and then that gives you, like Prabhu said, that valence score. But what we also had as an additional layer of filtering too was actually tagging songs to different playlists and matching the playlist. Let's say the playlist is happy pop, then you come up with a happy mood. Right, so that's also the way it works. So it's almost like a two-level filtering.
Correct.
So first level matches the playlist, and then second level, if you listen to, let's say, obscure show tunes or vernacular songs, they will calculate that valence score. Yeah. Then that valence score, we match the ranges to different moods.
All right, so how many moods are there then?
Yeah, we started out with 8, and now we combine two of the moods. I think boredom and relaxed,
yeah,
because they're quite similar. So yeah, now we have seven different moods. Yeah, so seven different
moods at this point. Yeah. So, and you've got about 40 plus restaurants in IPC at this point.
Yes,
right?
yes.
So how detailed does it go when it comes to choosing the food for me for the day itself? Does it go just the restaurant that I need to visit, or does it pick the cuisine, or does it even go down to the
dish level?
Dish level itself.
Yeah, I think for us now, because what we want to do is showcase the tenants, so it's very much just based on the restaurant, right? Because I think how we also close the loop, so-called, is we have promos for each restaurant that we publicize. So if you're matched to Happy Mood, let's say they ask you to go to Absolute Thai, you get an Absolute Thai promo.
Ah.
Yeah, because I think for us, the bottom line always comes down to footfall and also sales. So we want to support our tenants. So that's how we kind of encourage people to go in and try the food too.
I'm speaking to Andrew Yeo from IKEA and Prabhu Rajan from Bonzi Jaden, talking about the Mood Menu, the new feature on the IPC Shopping Centre app. And we'll take a short break and be right back. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Jeff Sandu here, and this is Tech Talk, and I'm here with Andrew Yeo from IKEA Southeast Asia, together with Prabhu Rajan from Bonzi Jaden, talking about the science behind music and food. This is because the IPC Shopping Centre app, if you have recently downloaded it, has a new feature called the Mood Menu, whereby it scans your recent playlist on Spotify to suggest food for you based on how you're feeling. So, Andrew, IPC then is now changing more to an F&B style mall?
Yeah, not changing fully, but we've kind of doubled up in terms of the tenants. Yeah, because I think that's a trend with most malls now. And it's something that we realized that we needed to modernize ourselves, so-called, because it's been in the market 14 years now.
Mm.
Yeah, coming to the 15th year.
And there are a lot of competitors around as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
What's been the challenge in developing this, besides coming up with the algorithm? How long did it actually take y'all from the Spotify workshop that y'all went and, you know, bringing it to the market? How long was this process?
Yeah, I think the Spotify workshop was actually almost a year ago in August, early August. So yeah, I think a lot of it was testing, and a lot of it was trying to work with Spotify's own API, right? I think Prabhu can talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took us roughly about, I think, 3 months to test and make sure we knew what we're doing right. And probably got it up on the App Store 2 months after that. So it was probably a three to five month process.
Mm.
And now we got it, and we continuously improved the app. We refreshed the look and feel and modernized it a little bit more. So yeah, we're continuously improving.
What has been the changes from the day of the conception and now into market? Were there many changes in the idea itself?
Not quite. I think on the Spotify side of things, on the Mood Menu side of things, not too much. I believe the look and feel, the user experience and so on and so forth, we have refreshed it to modernize it a little bit more as well.
But also when we first came up with the idea, I think there were a lot of things we thought we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, we kind of refined along the way. Like,
right.
Besides the science angle, if we don't get the science angle, do we get an influencer or a local foodie to kind of recommend the food? But I think we realized then that the science angle obviously is much stronger. Right, because then it doesn't seem like a random recommendation.
All right.
Yeah.
Because also, there's also a worry where people may look at this and go like, it's just a gimmick. It will just tell me I'm happy, but I'm not actually happy inside of me. Right?
Yeah.
That's also one of the worries that you would have in just putting out something like this in the market without having the science behind this.
Yep, definitely.
Just from a data perspective, because we've heard about Cambridge Analytica recently and we know about the issues in data mining, there is a fine line between having efficiency and the ease of access in going about using the internet world and having all these privileges that we get today. And then there is also, you know, what is my data being used for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From your perspective itself, like when you use this kind of information from the user, how do you sort of draw the line or at least inform the users that, you know what, we're doing this is out there. But it's, you know, it's meant for some the benefit of you, and you know the data will not be used for any other purposes and stuff. How do you go about in dealing this? Because we don't tend to read. We just go like, ah, it's a new game. It gives me a free coupon. Yep. I'm going to sign up for this.
Yep. I think for us, we don't, number one, if you, most people log on through the app through Facebook. So we don't get the Facebook data. Facebook actually, there's a gateway. Yeah, mm-hmm. They blocks that, right? Yep. And then number two, for any of the campaigns that we run, it's never at the individual level. We always look at aggregating the data, mm-hmm. like saying how many people are happy and all that. So to promote the app, yeah, it's never done on the individual or personalized level. So we don't keep that data.
Yep. Correct. Yeah.
What about from in terms of building an app for a shopping center? I've got like about 90 apps on my mobile phone at this point in time, but I think I only use like 5 on a daily basis. But
yep.
I don't think I have a single shopping center app on my phone.
Yep.
Why the decision to actually let's build an app? Because you will need a shopping center app on your mobile phone.
Yep. So for us, like the mood menu was always that hook, right, to get you to try and download it first. But to make sure that the app stayed sticky, if you were a customer of the mall, what we've done is we're probably the first mall to integrate free Wi-Fi through the app, mm-hmm. right? So you have to use the app to get free Wi-Fi in the mall.
Ah.
Right. So that's the way we want to give something back to the customer, but also provide utility for them. Because you do understand, obviously, you might try the app, but you might not use the mood mm-hmm. menu past 5-6 times. But what you want is usually free Wi-Fi. So mm-hmm. that's how we try and help them.
Yeah. And this is currently for the IPC shopping center app only.
Yes.
Are we going to see something like this trigger down to other parts? Because you also look after IKEA and you talked about MyTown as well. So,
yep.
And these are you know, malls that are also looking to stand out within the Malaysian market itself. Are we looking to trigger, you know, to have these kind of experimental features within other of these shopping malls that's under your belt?
Yeah. So I think we definitely, this is kind of the first step of the journey. Yeah, so the other shopping centres like MyTown, we will definitely be looking at apps in the very near future. Yeah, using this as kind of the pilot for us, right? To be able to show that having this kind of unique functionality does appeal to customers, but then obviously trying to get them to come on further along. And also looking about different categories, right? Food was always going to be the main one because there is science behind it. We also looked at our other kind of focus categories like fashion, right? But it could come down in the future. But the thing we always felt with fashion is that there isn't really a science behind it because it's all aesthetics, right? It's all aesthetics. So with food, we managed to find scientists. Who's not to say that there might be a neuroscientist that focuses on fashion and aesthetics. Yeah.
We never know. Machine learning, you know, it's still a very early stage in machine learning. We could discover different things about our behavior, and fashion
definitely
could be one of them as well.
Yeah.
So the app business market, then it's still something to pursue. A lot of people saying, you know, building an app these days is just not feasible. Too many apps in the market. So much of money being spent to at least stand out, but it's mm-hmm. not quite so. There is actually still a market for creating an app.
Definitely. I think there definitely is a market for apps, but it has to be useful. You know?
Yep.
There is, in the market, I guess we see a lot of, I wouldn't say copycat, but I mean, like for a better word, yeah, copycat apps that all do the, you know, almost the same thing, right? Which is why when initially we didn't really plan for an app. We said, yeah, let's put that on the back burner, let's not think about it for the time being. But once we came up with, you know, a lot of these utility type of you know, features, then we said, yeah, you know, I think now people would actually use it, and it made sense.
It's also trying to break the habit of, you know, the users not only just downloading but, you know, sticking with it and making sure it's
correct.
Part of their habit. That's also going to be a challenge.
Yep.
Well, I guess there's a long journey ahead still, since this is the, you know, first step, I guess,
yep.
into experimental features within an app, especially for a shopping center.
Yeah.
You know, Prabhu and Andrew, I guess probably we will bring you back in again, and, you know, hopefully there are new kinds of stuff. Maybe we'll talk about fashion the next time around for MyTown or wherever, right?
Yeah, sure.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking to Andrew Yeo from IKEA Southeast Asia and Prabhu Rajan from Bonzi Jaden. Check out the IPC Shopping Center app if you want to give this a try. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.